Since I have accepted the spiritual life, I must try to become a first-class God-seeker, God-lover, and God-server. Once he has embarked on the spiritual life, only a first-class fool will waste his precious time. No darkness can forever remain unillumined. My heart lives on unconditional compassion from above every single day. We do not have to prove to God our sincerity. He knows what was within us, what is now, and what we shall have in the future. God does not mind if we disbelieve him, his affection, compassion, but he does mind when we lose faith in ourselves. Unless and until we give God the chance to direct our mind, we shall not succeed in our spiritual life. He who betrays others has already betrayed his God-representative reality, his soul. God never likes our self-destructive thoughts and feelings. When God came to see me, my mind and I were enjoying wild gossip. Therefore, I failed to meet him. Alas, I take suffering as a great friend, helping to expedite my spiritual life. Indeed, a mistaken belief. When I look at the world with my inner eye, everybody is beautiful. Everybody is perfect in his own way. I shall never forget the joy that I get from the beauty and fragrance of my God dreams. Love, devotion, surrender, they can never be a joking matter. Laugh and laugh to your heart's content. Ignorance thief shall disappear. There is no difference between your master's inner guidance and your master's outer presence. Devotion, eagerness, and austerity practice can never be the same thing. Try to placate God, you are bound to fail. Try to please God, you are bound to succeed. The moment we accept spirituality, our life has to become very serious. Success and progress seekers can easily avail themselves of the express elevator, devotion. Together, my soul, my heart, and I definitely shall conquer the ignorance night of the world. Indeed, love is readiness. Indeed, devotion is intensity. Indeed, surrender is at once beauty and fragrance. With a heart of sympathy, I make the fastest progress. My Lord, may I not love your feet the way you love my heart? The Lord of Heaven is waiting for my eager call. Smile, smile, smile. Happiness will endear you to both God and man. God treasures everything that I offer him lovingly and soulfully. My life has two necessities, newness and fullness. When I am with light, I feel that I have the whole world at my disposal. When I am with delight, I feel that I have become delight itself. Anything that is positive is of tremendous help in our spiritual life. I am the one to disappoint me and nobody else. My Lord, only your tears have the capacity to destroy my heart. A mind of silence is a first-class God receptivity. Depression indulgence is a very serious crime in the spiritual life. A life of discipline is a God-chosen instrument. Each hope bud is of supreme necessity. My gratitude heart tears become God's pride infinite. A God surrender life is a God fulfillment heart. My meditation heart enormously enlarges my life's receptivity. Either ignore or conquer your mind's fears and doubts. Aspiration can disperse the clouds from the mind. I am sure my lotus heart will bloom and blossom at God's choice hour. My outer freedom can easily be devoured by ignorance night. My inner freedom is founded upon God assurance. My God devotion sooner than the soonest brings tears to my heart. My God surrender life does not need God's thunderous applause. In the spiritual life, we must give supreme importance to time and speed. If we do not give due value to forgiveness, we can never be truly happy. Each gratitude tear of mine is extremely precious to my Lord, beloved Supreme. God's morning blessing keeps me spiritually alive during the entire day. I do not have anything to do with temptation and its repeated call. Each God seeker has to take tremendous responsibility to please God in God's own way. Go forward, never look backward. God is calling you with all his heart. Devotion is sweetness in the heart and happiness in life. If God is really pleased with you, only then will he allow you to play with him. We must have faith in all our prayers and meditations, otherwise they will be a useless waste of time. Do not blame the mind. Tame the mind. You will be supremely happy. I must do everything with my boundless love for my Lord Beloved Supreme. Peace divine, peace supreme, peace infinite is my eternity's only choice. Mankind is the bloom and blossom of God's self-transcending vision. My God obedience at every moment shows me the shortest way to arrive at the destination. Alas, years of neglect have made my spiritual life extremely weak, but now I am all eagerness to make the fastest progress in my spiritual life. Every day I pray to my Lord to give me the intensity to think of Him more, infinitely more. My heart home is the only place where God frequently comes to bless me. My meditation must not have any time limit. My meditation has to be always beyond the arrest of time. I shall no longer allow my mind to be entangled by undivine thought. I shall no longer allow my life escalator to go down. It will go only up, high, higher, highest. My heart is a climbing cry. It will continue climbing until it reaches the twinkling beauty of the evening star. May my two human eyes at every moment love and love and love the celestial beauty of my Lord's third eye. My devotion is indeed my God-closeness happiness. My surrender is indeed my God-oneness delight. Every morning and every evening I pray to God to keep me inside His protection heart ring. Self-offering is joy immeasurable. I must climb without fail my Lord's satisfaction mountain. Sleeplessly, my life needs joy. Breathlessly, my heart needs peace. My Lord's compassion eye is the only pilot of my lifeboat. I do not mind if I have won or lost, but my Lord's victory I constantly want. Who wants failure fear? We all want success confidence. What do I need? I need a life of sleepless God service. What have I destroyed? I have utterly destroyed my mind's pride monument. What I desperately need, oneness heart tears and oneness soul smiles. My Lord, since I cannot satisfy you with my letters, can you not start writing letters to yourself? I pray to my Lord Supreme to bless me with eagerness speed in everything that I do. Every morning, my Lord Supreme watches most compassionately the blossoming of my lotus heart, petal by petal. My Lord, do increase the number of my gratitude heart tears every day, most surprisingly. May my life dwell between God and His power of love. Although the transformation of human nature is the most difficult task, I am sure I will be able to achieve it. When I meditate deeply, I clearly see a magnificent glow around my heart. My Lord Supreme, this morning before I awoke, I clearly heard you whisper, "My child, you have so many divine qualities. Can you not add one more? Humility?" I do not have to worry about my destiny, because my destiny maker is my master himself. May my heart's prayerful and soulful melody change my God-doubting mind forever. Because I have ample faith in my Lord Supreme, I am sure I shall be able to climb up absolutely the highest mountain of aspiration height. When I love the world with my master's breath inside my love, I conquer the heart of each and every human being on earth. To my greatest joy, this morning my Lord Supreme has planted many, many, many aspiration plants inside my heart garden. Sweet, sweeter and sweetest, my life's streaming gratitude tears for my Master Lord. If you do not expose your weaknesses to your Lord Supreme, how can you ever become perfect? Alas, my stupidity knows no bounds. I was completely puzzled by God's unconditional love and compassion, instead of surrendering to Him cheerfully, proudly, and immediately. I must once more keep my heart door wide open to my Lord Supreme, for His will to be fully manifested in and through my life. Poor mind, it knows only one thing. It consciously or unconsciously takes pride in disagreeing with God's will. My Lord, please, please, never allow me to keep, consciously or unconsciously, any secret from your compassion eye and protection feet. I shall never allow myself to be carried away by my mind's doubt flood. Surrender heart seekers are very special to God. My aspiring heart is the closest associate of my all-illumining soul. Each devotion song has some special sweetness in it. A life without God is nothingness itself. May my life at every moment remain untouched by attachment darkness. I shall cast aside my previous failure life and run towards my golden dawn. Where is my heart's confidence light? Where? I must not surrender any more to my God dissatisfaction failure life. I need constantly a heart of aspiration and a life of dedication to please my Master Supreme always in his own way. Without patience, nobody can ever arrive at his life goal. I have raced against my mind and I have defeated it very badly. What do I learn from my mind? Fear and doubt. What do I learn from my heart? My love of God and my complete oneness with God. My Lord, I know you never withdraw from me, but my mind tortures me at times. My heart keeps me always safe. My heart tells me that you will only love me more and more and never withdraw from me. Every morning, before I open my eyes, I must catch a drop of grace from my Lord Beloved Supreme. How can I ever win the inner race if I do not have your full approval of my devoted actions? If we do not offer our gratitude to our Lord Supreme consciously and sleeplessly, our progress will be very, very slow. I always listen to my inner voice. Therefore, my life has boundless happiness. The heart finds so many ways to please the Master and be his choicest instrument. Heaven is not behind me. Heaven is not above me. Heaven is within me. Finally, the heaviness of my mind has surrendered completely to my constant, sleepless oneness with my Lord Supreme. My soul, my heart, and my life are all first-class passengers in my Lord's train. My inner thrill is so powerful when I sing God songs. Do not extol your achievements. It is for God to do so. I must keep my aspiration hunger all the time, here, there, and everywhere. My heart's aspiration dream runs on God's blessingful smile. God hopes to find a few extremely sincere and pure seekers to manifest his light here on earth. My eyes are only for God's compassion eye and his forgiveness heart. God wants me to be a fearless, sleepless, and selfless climber to God's transcendental height. I must never go back to my desire-hungry mind forest. My aspiration heart sleeplessly spreads God's love here, there, and everywhere. My Lord comes to me every morning and leaves behind his divinity's fragrant footsteps. My Godward journey begins in the depths of my silence heart. When I aspire most soulfully and most self-givingly, I see there is no deadline for me to realize God. I clearly see my Lord Supreme in my heart's streaming tears and beaming smiles. I have only one duty, and that duty is to please God the creation at every moment. When I talk to God, God listens to me only if I am soulful and prayerful. God wants us to go to him with a purity mind and gratitude heart tears. As long as I keep hope flowering within my heart, my Lord will bless me with newness encouragement to arrive at my highest goal. God sends me his beautiful smiles to play with my tearful heart. I must put an end to my endless desire thunderstorm. The unwillingness mind ultimately surrenders to the God-willingness heart. God enjoys the festival prayers of our lives and the festival meditations of our hearts far beyond our imagination. While we are on earth, God repeatedly asks us to be the servers of Mother Earth and not the dreamers of Father Heaven. Every morning, my aspiration heart places fresh devotion petals around the feet of my Lord Supreme. My yesterday's hope is transformed into confidence today. I must destroy my self-doubt obstruction walls. As soon as you see God, the very first thing to do is to look at his feet, not at his eyes. My mind knows how to make complaints, and these complaints never, never end. Every day, before I get up, my Lord appears to me with a surprise smile. God does not need a standing ovation from mankind. He only needs a crying and climbing aspiration from mankind. O my mind, no more frustration. O my vital, no more depression. O my body, no more lethargy. O my heart, aspiration, more, evermore. Unexpected blessings give us the joy of the unknown. May my heart tears be as constant and flowing as a fountain. Sincerity and purity are absolutely safe in my heart of self-giving to God. God asks me to fan the flame of aspiration. Alas, I fan the flame of desire instead. If our faith in mankind is not unshakable, then we cannot do anything really good for mankind. I must try to fly every day on the wings of my God-loving dream. God has done the first thing first. He has given me a God-loving heart. Now, the second and last thing he will do is to perfect my nature totally. I love only my inner cries and not my outer smiles. Life's perfection journey is birthless and deathless. If we hesitate, we will never be able to create anything God-satisfying. Inside my progress breath, I see my Lord's endless love and concern. There is a special place for everything, and my heart is the very special place for my Lord to live. A spiritual master lifts humanity on his ever-widening heart wings. Both God and I live on our mutual hopes. We beg God for many, many things. God begs us for only one thing, a soulful smile. Humility is the fastest elevator to arrive at the topmost floor of my Lord Beloved Supreme's heart home. My Lord's no breaks my heart into millions of pieces. In heaven, God asks me to work with him side by side. On earth, God asks me to work for him, only for him. When I worship God, my gratitude heart joins me. When God comes to me as a guest, he blesses my head. When I go to God as a guest, he embraces my heart. I love my purity heart breath more than anything else. When I think of the loser, my heart expands. When I think of the winner, my life rejoices. I need a childlike heart to give immense joy to my absolute Lord Supreme. Slowly and proudly, God descends upon my tearful heart. All our fears, doubts, anxieties, and worries must crumble to the ground. We imprison our spiritual life with our constant expectation of God's smile and God's blessings. My soul's golden chariot always wins in the competition with my mind, vital, and body. Only those who love God unconditionally are chosen by God Himself. Those who serve God will be amply rewarded. My heart lives on eternity's hope rainbow. A soulful smile can easily stand against a doubt frown. God tells me that I need patience very badly. My Lord will definitely occupy the world judgment seat. It is just a matter of time. Surrender has both power and beauty to fulfill God's will on earth. God tells me that when I call Him, it has to be done lovingly, devotedly, and self-givingly. There is not a single hour that I keep aside to please humanity. My only goal is to please my Lord Supreme all the time. I must be true to my heart all the time if I really want to make my Master happy, supremely happy. May my aspiration flame be as beautiful and as powerful as the twinkling stars. He who has surrendered completely to God's will be given the chance to hoist God's victory banner. My soul heralds my Lord's victory supreme at every moment. My Lord, the sunshine of your smile is so beautiful and at the same time so powerful. I am entirely engulfed in your smile.